Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 16th and the whole week ahead. Stunning stars, which will particularly be great to manifest for the Piscean who has ambition and career focus. But it's all about taking something very ordinary and making it different. The best way to achieve success now is to be curious, to do something in an alternative way, and don't be normal or orthodox. Try something new. And here's your Sunday stars. More sparkling stuff when it comes to career concerns. Actually, they're not so much concerns as exciting turns for the better. But it's all about you taking a risk. It's all about you doing something very different. You will get noticed by taking something extremely ordinary and turning it into something excitingly different. It needs more glitter, more sparkle, more glitz and glam. Do that and you will be a star. Here's your Monday stars. More stuff going on in your 10th house of career activities, and this time it's a new moon, fresh start, new beginnings. Another chapter opens up for you when it comes to your destiny, and that especially links with your professional world. And remember what I said earlier, it's all about doing something differently. No point in doing everything the same as everybody else, you'll get nowhere. Do something new, do something exciting, and you will go far. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now come tomorrow, Saturn's going to move into Capricorn, which will bring changes that can last for the next 28 to 30 years. And for you, it's all about plotting, planning and scheming about your future. And it means that you need to start now to think about where you want to be in times to come. For younger people, it can mean in the next 28, 30 years when they themselves change their whole lives, a more mature time. But for many of us, it's all about achieving the goals that we seem to have missed in the past. And here's your Wednesday stars. Saturn now moves into Capricorn, and for you as a Piscean, this is big time stuff for your future. I alluded to it yesterday when I said that if you're young enough, then this will be a time of great maturity and change. You'll be 28, 29 or 30. If you're more middle-aged or even older than that, it's all about achieving the dreams that you first of all missed. It's a second bite of the cherry. If it's not the first, it's the second. But it can be just as tasty and sweet. And here's your Thursday stars. Now that the Sun joins Saturn in your 11th house of the future, this is also a time to restructure your social life. Get involved with new clubs, groups and organisations. You know what, the next 2 to 3 years, it's very important that you should make new friends. Friends who can be more serious than perhaps your other group or gatherings. You need people who are responsible. You need people who are learned. You need people around you now who can guide and advise when you need them. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon in Aquarius linked up to Jupiter, your ruler, what's your judgment today? Simply because it may be a bit wayward. Not for any other reason than you can be terribly excitable, or overly optimistic, or too extravagant with your ideas. It can be a good time if you spend it with someone who likes to have a conversation and talk things through. But it's not a good aspect if you want to mix with people who in some way lead you astray.